This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. My parents recently borrowed my car and asked why I didn't have a GPS in there, to which I answered, I got a phone that does that. Am I part of a larger trend? The GPS navigation system maker Garmin announces profits for the past 3 months today. That might give us a sense of the larger terrain when it comes to the navigation system industry, Sally Herships reports.
The year 2008 often gets a bad rap, but for GPS, it was glory days. Around 45 million of the devices were sold globally. But this year, GPS sales are expected to be less than half that. That's according to Charlie Anderson, an analyst at Doherty & Company.
That's lower than Apple sold in terms of total iPhones just in the last 3 months.
Anderson says since smartphones started offering GPS, sales of the standalone GPS devices have declined 15 to 20% a year. Every time a new smartphone rings, a portable GPS dies. Then there's the auto industry. Steve Koenig is with the Consumer Electronics Association. He says built-in navigation in cars is increasingly available and affordable.
Technology has become almost as important as miles per gallon when it comes to buying a new car these days.
But Charlie Anderson says Garmin hasn't lost its way. It's diversified, selling GPS watches for runners and navigation systems for boats and planes. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.